Welcome to Anna with Two N's. You're here with me, Anna, and this is my English podcast where you can learn English, have fun, and make English part of your life. Now, remember, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Anna with underscore two N's underscore English. Check it out. I post some new content on there, and I also do my live classes, which are absolutely free, on my Instagram every Thursday at 5 p.m. CET time. Now, as you can probably tell by the title, today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to tell you a story about me. You can get to know me a little bit better. And I'm going to highlight the vocab, grammar, and pronunciation along the way, as I love to do with my Anna with Two N's style. Now, you may have thought, what a weird title. Well, I will explain everything to you. Remember, you explain something to someone. Okay, that's often a common mistake that students make. They say, I explain you. I will explain to you, or I will explain something to you. Now, this year, 2020, I turned 29. Good God, it feels strange to say that out loud, but it's true. I turned 29. Remember, we can use the verb turn not only when we talk about a physical movement, but we can also use it when we talk about becoming a year older. Now, I really don't care about my age. I'm not somebody who avoids the fact. I mean, it's a fact of life. I'm going to become older, so are you. You might be younger than me now, but you're still going to get older. I mean, who cares? I really do believe that you are as old as you feel. I've always felt like a bit of an old soul, to be honest. An old soul is somebody who has always felt a little bit older than their peers. I mean, I don't know why, but maybe because I have never really been a party animal. A party animal is somebody who likes to go out a lot. And I've never really been like that. There's nothing good or bad about either one, but I've never really been like that. I've always been a bit of an old soul. I like doing conventionally boring things. I'm sure a lot of people who don't like me would call me very boring, and that's fine. But actually, I find my world quite interesting. So, turning 29. Now, I did decide to do one thing on my 29th birthday, which is something that is in the title. Yes, I decided to get my ears pierced. It really is the most ridiculous thing. Most people get their ears pierced when they're like 3 months old, when they're babies, or when they're like 3 or 4 or 5. But I never did. Oh, brilliant. The builders are back. Fantastic. Hello to you too. I'm going to continue recording because I think it's good for you to realize the struggles and pains of being a podcaster in an interior building. Now, I got my ears pierced for my 29th birthday. I have some earrings in at the moment. I've actually become a little bit obsessed with earrings. All I want to do is wear earrings. Now, the reason I didn't get my ears pierced, I guess that's probably the question maybe some of you are asking yourself. I mean, getting your ears pierced is kind of like a symbol of a girliness, I guess. A lot of girls have their ears pierced, and it's a little strange if you don't have your ears pierced. Or, well, I mean, it's not strange for me, but a lot of people were like, oh, why don't you have your ears pierced? Now, my excuse always was, well, I used to do loads of sport when I was younger, and I couldn't do it, which is kind of really a lie, because I was never that sporty that I couldn't have had my ears pierced. I just didn't really give a shit, to be honest. I just didn't really give a shit. And there's actually some things, there's a lot of things that I really just don't care about. To give a shit is like to care about something. It's a little bit rude, but I think it's correct in this context. I just didn't really give a shit about getting my ears pierced, to be honest. I was like, doesn't interest me whatsoever. But now, I want all the earrings. Now, I just thought it was a funny story to tell you guys, because it's just a little bit ridiculous. And I have tried to get my ears pierced in the past. So I'm going to tell you some stories about that. When I was about 20, back in the day is like something when we say in a funny way, when we're reminiscing about something and we're like, oh, back in the day when I was 26. it's something also your grandparents might say, and they might say, oh, back in the day when I was 12 in the 1920s, but, you know, young people also do it to be funny or to try and be funny. So back in the day when I was maybe 25, 26, 24, my friend said, well, why don't we just go and get your ears pierced? And I was like, yeah, let's go and get my ears pierced. Oh my God, I would love to do that. Let's go. Inside, I was absolutely bricking it. Now, bricking it is another way to say that you're really scared. And another way that we can say that in English is to shit yourself. Like, I was shitting myself. Like, not literally, they're not in a disgusting way, but to be shitting yourself is like you're so scared. So I was shitting myself or bricking it. Okay, like brick, like something to build a house. I was bricking it, and I, deep down, like deep inside me, I was like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to have to do it. And because, you know, I'm very proud and I don't want people to think that I'm scared. You know, I'm very tough. I'm very strong. I mean, it's only some ears pierced. Who cares? Now, my friend has a lot of really nice piercings and she's more adventurous than me with things like that. I don't have any tattoos or anything like that. So I've never really had the experience of going to and having anything pierced. So it was in Liverpool and we were walking along. There's a really nice street in Liverpool called Bold Street. It's probably one of my favorite places in Liverpool. If you've ever been there, amazing. If you haven't and you're going to Liverpool, I really recommend going to Bold Street. I know that we're not traveling at the moment, but in the future, it's really just one of those streets that has so much character. And it has a lot of independent shops. In English, when we want to talk about shops that are not chain shops, like, I don't know, Primark or H&M, we say independent shops. Well, it's one of the ways that we say it. Not chains, okay? There's only one or maybe two of them, and they're independent. So it's this street full of, like, independent shops. Some chain shops as well, but really nice restaurants, and I just love that street. I really love it. Anyway, we were going there to go to a tattoo shop, and we start walking down the road. And as we start walking down the road, I'm thinking, how the hell can I get out of this? To get out of something is to leave a situation, a bad situation. I was like, how do I get out of this situation? What do I say? I need to come up with some excuse. I'm sick. I'm on my period. I don't know, like something like this. Anyway, I couldn't think of an excuse. We start walking towards the ear piercing shop or the tattoo shop or whatever. She goes in, she's like, okay, Hannah, let's go. And I was like, bye. And I just said, bye, I think. And I walked off and I was like, there's just no way in hell I'm doing it. So I was a big baby, okay? In English, we can say to be a baby is like to be like scared of something that you shouldn't be scared of. Like, I was a big baby. We can also say, for example, to be a scaredy cat. Like, I was a complete scaredy cat, complete baby. And then after that, I just left it, you know, like I never thought about getting my ears pierced again. In fact, I kind of thought I'd probably just go the rest of my life without having my ears pierced. And as I said before, I really didn't give a shit, to be honest. And then when I turned 29 this year, I was like, I want to give myself a little birthday present, something different. I do like to try and do different things sometimes. I'm not the most adventurous person. I wish I was more adventurous. Now, notice here how I use the verb wish, and I use it in the past tense. A lot of students get confused between wish and hope, and a very kind of short, dirty way to remember it is hope is normally with the future and the present. For example, I hope I can or I hope I will. And wish is generally in the past. I wish I was. I wish I could. I wish I did. So I, not always, but in general. So I wish I, oh God, I can't even remember what I said there. Oh yes, I was talking about being adventurous. I wish I was more adventurous. I really do wish I was more adventurous. And you know what I wish? I wish that I didn't let things hold me back. Now, if something holds you back, it could be actually physically. Somebody could hold you back, meaning to stop you moving. But we also talk about things holding you back figuratively. Like, for example, common things that hold people back are the worry about what people think about you, or perhaps you're scared, or perhaps you have imposter syndrome, which is where you feel like you shouldn't be in the place that you are. And there's millions of things, or maybe it's a condition, a mental condition, or a mental health condition. There's millions of things that can hold you back from doing what you want. And I'm always very envious, in a very healthy way, of course, of people who really just go for it and do what they want, and they don't care about necessarily what other people think, and they really go after the things they want. And I've learned to be much better at that than I used to be, but I'm still learning, and I still sometimes things hold me back from doing maybe things that I want. And what you realize when you're doing that is you're like, oh my goodness, like, I've not done that because I was worried about what this anonymous person who I don't even know, what their opinion is of me. And you're just like, oh my God, if you lived your whole life like that, then you've literally done nothing that you want. And that the idea of that makes me really sad. But it's a work in progress, okay? It really is a work in progress for me. And I'm not the most adventurous, but I would like to be more. And I know it's inside me. I know it is, but I just need to like bring it out. So well, going into a very deep phase, but coming back to something a little bit lighter, you know, sometimes I let things hold me back. And this was one of the things that I always wanted to do really for a while, and I didn't do it. So, you know, in the end, when I came to be 29, well, I say I always wanted to do it in the past couple of years because I didn't really care about it before. I was like, oh, I want to get my ears pierced. And I've been saying it for ages, and my friends were getting annoyed because I was always saying it, but I didn't do it. And in the end, I was just like, oh, Anna, just shut up and go and get your freaking ears pierced. So I did. And they're great. I really like them. I went to a family friend has did it for me. It was all fine and clean and everything like this. It was in a pharmacy, and they pierced my ears, and it didn't hurt at all. You know, sometimes you think things are going to be really bad and you're like, oh my God, have my ears going to fall off? No, it was perfect. And they did my ear. One of them is slightly off center. I probably shouldn't say this now because now you're all going to notice. But one of my ears, one of them is more in the center and one of them is slightly off center. But it was kind of too late. I mean, after she did it, there wasn't really much that we could do about it. So I was like, well, it's fine. I mean, I don't really know what you want me to do. I can't really complain, can I? Because it's not going to change the fact that one of them is off center. Anyway, so one of them is slightly closer to my head than the other one, which means that when I wear certain type of earrings, they don't quite, on one ear, it doesn't quite go around. Anyway, irrelevant stuff. So that's my story. Now, it's something silly that I did at 29. But I'm going to think about something to do for my 30th next year. We have an expression in English which says your life begins at 30. And actually we say that at all the old stages, like your life begins at 40, your life begins at 60. It's like, Jesus Christ, my life begins every 10 years. But it is crazy how you look back and you think, I'm 30 years old. I don't feel 30. Well, 29. I don't feel 29. I don't feel 30. Whenever I talk to people, I'm like, how old do you feel? And I don't really feel much older than about 26. Like, I feel like I stopped there. And I feel like I'm in the same way of being. I don't know. It's really hard to describe. But I don't feel like, a lot of you have this idea of like 30. Like, you have to have your shit together. And I do have a lot of things organized and planned, but there are also some things that I still am going to work on. I need to work on. But I sometimes think, wow, 30 years is like a third, potentially more than a third of my life, if I'm lucky. I mean, geez, if I'm lucky. But it's crazy. 30. I'd love to know what you guys, if you guys are turning 30 this year, or when you turned 30, how did you feel? Or even if you're going to turn 30 in the future, maybe you're a younger listener and you're thinking, oh my God, where do you think you're going to be when you're 30? If I think about my life, where did I think I was going to be when I was 30? I had, this was not at all in the picture, not at all in the picture. If you'd asked me, I probably would have said that I definitely wouldn't be in another country. I probably would be married. I probably would have, maybe not children, because I've never really seen children as part of my path. But I don't know, it's really crazy how twists and turns and life plans out. Actually, one thing I'd really like to do at some point is, maybe some of you have done this, is to create like a timeline. Because sometimes you just go through your life and you forget about some things that happen. And I'd love to just go back and kind of trace the steps or the important things that happened that led me to where I am now. So it's really interesting. And sometimes I reflect and I think, what would I tell myself? If I could tell my 18-year-old self something, and I could say, okay, Anna, when I was 18, if I could tell that Anna, you know, things to do or advice. And we often talk about this thing of hindsight. You may know this word in English, you may not. Hindsight is like the advantage of being older, the advantage of having wisdom on your side. And it's understanding an event after it's happened. So with hindsight, you understand things better. Okay, older people always have more experience, okay? So in hindsight, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Or, well, I wish I had, or I wish I could, or I wish I did. Okay, because when you're older, you're a little bit wiser, normally, not always, and you can kind of see things from a different perspective. And you're like, why the hell did I do that? That was the most stupid thing. But, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing. It's an expression we say in English. And it's just hindsight. There's nothing you can do. You have to kind of make mistakes to learn from them. And that's just the way it goes, I'm afraid. And, you know, I hate to say it, it's really cheesy. I don't really like cheesy things, but no one's perfect. No one is perfect. Now, if I could tell, to finish off, if I could tell my 18-year-old self any pieces of advice, I would definitely say something along the lines of stop overthinking. I don't know if you're like me, but I overthink everything a lot. I've got better. Okay, I've got better, but I have a real thing for overthinking, like way too much. And, you know, there's loads of things that say, you know, 80% of the things that we worry about never even happen, never even come close to happening. So it's just such a waste of time worrying about things. But for me, it's really hard to combat that. And that's, again, something that I'm working on. And another piece of advice that I would give my 18-year-old self is to just stop being grumpy. Like, I have a real thing, people who are close to me will know this, I can be grumpy sometimes. Grumpy is like moody, like, you know, when you're like, oh, don't want to do this, like a little bit negative. And I do have that tendency as well, especially when I'm hungry or when I'm tired. It's actually really related to my body, especially hunger. If I'm hungry and I'm tired, woof, you don't want to be around me. That's all I'm saying. And my mum knows me very well, and she's always said to me whenever I'm grumpy, she's like, Anna, have a snack. And it works. She's right. And then I'm like another human being. So yeah, maybe that would be my piece of advice. Just eat when you're hungry. Don't go hungry. And if you are hungry or you're tired, just don't be around people. Just go somewhere else, wait it out, have a snack, and then reemerge a new person. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Something a little bit different, a little story to follow, some new expressions, some new vocab, some new grammar. It's really good for you to practice listening to people tell stories, because that's how we communicate with people. We communicate with people through stories. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You've got to know me a little bit more. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @AnnaWith_2Ns_English. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iVoox. Leave me a comment or leave me a review. I would love to hear your feedback. And make sure you check out my live classes every Thursday at 5 p.m. CET time on my Instagram. And I'd love to know what some of you guys think about this episode. Maybe you're approaching 30, or you're thinking about becoming 30, or when you were 30, what were your experiences? Were you the same as me? Did you feel the same as me? Or do you have a totally different perspective? I'd love to know. And I will see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.